News, your global link.
PF urged to put house in order if it should be on ballot paper. Nakia is concerned over low turnout of learners in Kalumbina. And Kenya faces deadly flooding with at least 108 people killed. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACCORD, Executive Director Arthur Muyunda, has urged the Patriotic Front, PF, to urgently resolve its internal conflicts if it hopes to participate effectively in the 2026 general elections. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Muyunda said SACCORD remains concerned about persistent divisions within the former ruling party, which have continued since it lost power, noting that the organization has been engaging PF leadership in an effort to promote dialogue and unity. Mr. Muyunda warned that ongoing disputes within the PF risk undermining its chances of appearing on the ballot when nominations open ahead of the 2026 polls. Every conflict happening in PF delays them from being part of the parties that will be on the ballot paper for the 2026 general election, said Mr. Muyunda. He said the party has spent too much time engaging in internal wrangles rather than strengthening itself as a viable position, a development he said weakens the country's democratic process. Democracy is supposed to be driven by both a strong ruling party and a strong opposition, and the current situation in PF is not helping that, said Mr. Muyunda. He emphasized that SACCORD's interest is to see the PF participate in the upcoming elections, but cautioned that the current trajectory could jeopardize that outcome. As things are going, we are seeing them still embroiled in conflict, said Mr. Muyunda. Mr. Muyunda further called on the party to address any alleged external interference that may be contributing to internal confusion, urging PF leaders to take responsibility for the party's future, as they are the same people who will either destroy or build the party going forward. He has since appealed for dialogue among party leaders to find lasting solutions to the dispute. His remarks come in the wake of fresh tensions within the PF following the election of Makhebe Zulu as president of a faction aligned to Given Lubinda, the development which has reportedly triggered legal action from another faction led by Robert Chabinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has assured the nation that his administration will ensure that the general elections are peaceful and credible. President Hichilema stated that elections should not divide the nation, adding that peace, stability and unity should be a priority. Speaking at the New Apostolic Church Kapuna Congregation in Mongo District of Western Province today, President Hichilema thanked the church for its continued support towards communities in areas such as education and health. The head of state called on Zambians to live as Christians, emphasizing the need to continue embracing love through actions.
And we got a message that as we run into the elections, we have to keep our country peaceful, stable and in unity. Elections should not divide this family, the Zambian family. It's a choice of those that will lead us so we can better the opportunities for our people across the country. So we want to commit, sir, that on our part we'll do everything to ensure that we have peaceful, credible elections on the 13th of August 2026.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has expressed concern at the low turnout of learners at Kisasa Primary School in Kalumbila District of Northwestern Province. This stems from a recent incident in the district involving a 46-year-old woman, Helen Kamutumbe, who was brutally killed by a mob. Speaking in an interview with RSV News, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa stressed that this crisis has the potential to destroy the future of learners involved. Leaders should ensure that parents who left their homes return without intimidating them, stated Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa has appealed to traditional leaders, provincial permanent secretaries and district education boards, DEBs, to come on board and restore peace, assuring learners and teachers of their safety. He urged the people of Kalumbila District to refrain from engaging in criminal activities that may threaten learning at the school.
So it's very, very important that even the police can be able to help the situation and make sure that sanity is brought to that area and allow a schooling to continue normally. At the moment, it is very, very difficult for classes to continue. So we need peace, we need the assurance and we need the parents to be brought back without any intimidation. It's very, very important that these learners can be brought back to continue their education.
18 women self-help groups in Lusaka and Rufunsa districts have been empowered with microgrants amounting to 320,000 kwacha by Life Initiative for Change, LIC, a non-government organization advocating for the rights of women, girls, youth, and other vulnerable populations. Speaking during the award ceremony, Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Kayuni commended LIC for supplementing government efforts in improving the living standards of the people. Ms. Kayuni noted that through collaboration with stakeholders and community leadership structures, LIC demonstrates strong commitment to inclusive and community-driven development. The district commissioner explained that 11 groups out of the 18 are from Lusaka District, who received 225,000 kwacha out of the 320,000 microgrants. Ms. Kayuni added that the community-driven program aims at effective development and focusing on the local solutions, saying communities understand their challenges and are capable of developing practical and sustainable solutions. In African news, Kenya is facing the aftermath of several weeks of torrential rains and severe flooding that have now killed at least 108 people. The updated death toll was released on Saturday by the country's National Police Service. Flash floods that began on the evening of March 6 have caused widespread destruction across the East African nation, sweeping away dozens of vehicles, disrupting air traffic and damaging key power infrastructure. Authorities say more than 2,700 families have been displaced across the country. Coming up shortly, three Lebanese journalists killed in Israeli strikes, says broadcasters. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Three Lebanese journalists were killed in a targeted Israeli strike in southern Lebanon on Saturday, their employers have said. Ali Shoaib, a reporter for the Hezbollah-affiliated Almana TV, was killed in the town of Jezzine alongside reporter Fatima Toeni and her brother, cameraman Mohamed Toeni, both from the channel Al-Mayadeen, according to the stations. The strike reportedly hit the journalist's car just before noon local time, 10 hours GMT. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda, has urged the Patriotic Front, PF, to urgently resolve its internal conflicts if it hopes to participate effectively in the 2026 general elections. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia Nakes has expressed concern at the low turnout of learners at Kisasa Primary School in Kalumbila District of Northwestern Province. And Kenya is facing the aftermath of several weeks of torrential rains and severe flooding that have now killed at least 108 people. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.